Dear listeners, 欢迎大家收听由开云英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你，我是 Jenny。
Hello, dear friends, this is Adam.
好，我们一开始就讲了很多 dear, 因为今天我们就要跟大家说说 dear 这个词，它正确的用法。
That's right, because for a lot of foreigners in China, well, I'll tell you guys this, we hear this word a lot, and a lot of the times it sounds kind of strange.
比如是什么 situation?
Well, like if a...person just randomly calls me dear.
对对对，或者写邮件群发的时候 dears, 逗号，是吧？好的，那 without further ado, 我们就来讲讲就 dear 错误的一些用法，然后呢告诉大家 dear 正确的用法啊。好，那我们开言英语除了有大家正在收听的这个双语脱口秀，我们还有全英语的会员课程。那这些课程呢分成不同的级别，然后都是非常实用非常常用而且有意思的主题，有我们 AdamSpencer, Connor, Lisa 非常棒的北美主播为大家讲解，就好像啊，你自己请了两个外教每天在教你英语一样，所以大家可以 check it out 在我们的微信公众号，你可以免费试用，之后如果你想升级成为我们会员的话呢，公众号也可以，而且学习一年只要618。 OK, 那先来讲讲前面说到那种就是错误的 dear 的用法好了。
Well, basically it's just that, it's just using the word dearto talk to someone else. Like, at the beginning, Jenny said, dear listeners. I said, dear friends.
Yeah.
Those are both fine.
对，但是如果你就只是 call 一个人 dear.
Hello, dears.
对，或者
Welcome back.
对，或者 dears, 不管是 singular 还是 plural, 这都不行，是吧？
Right, exactly.
好，那写邮件的时候我前面也说了，如果是给一个同事或者朋友写邮件，直接 dear 逗号，那也不行。
Right.
或者 dears 逗号也不行、You have to add something.
Right, so for example, you could add a name, like Dear Adam. You are great, signed Adam.
Dear Adam, 那我们之前好像讲过，就是英语写邮件的时候，如果是日常天天接触的这个工作伙伴、其实不需要 dear 谁谁谁。
Probably just write Adam.
对
comma.
Or hi Adam.
Hi Adam, this is Adam, you're great, signed Adam.
Okay, we get it. 因为 dear 谁谁谁是比较 formal 的，所以呢如果是天天日常工作接触的伙伴这样写反而会好像加了一些距离，是吧？
Right.
好，但是如果客户啊什么你还是要体现一些尊重，我觉得用 dear 是很好的。
Sure.
OK. 那如果是给 a group of people sending an email?
Well, you could just say dear all.
Can we say dear everyone?
Yeah, it's OK.
But dear all 好像更常用一点。
It's shorter.
Okay. Okay, we like short.
We sure do.
我觉得这个 dear 好像在美国的这个 pop culture 里面也是一个挺 popular 的，就是一个大类。
Right.
比如我最近在看 Netflix, 上面有一个 black comedies, it's kind of making fun of white people not understanding black culture.
Right, and it's called Dear White People.
亲爱的白人 you don't get us.
Yeah, you don't get anything, basically.
Dear White People, 是吧？然后还有就是美国的报纸。
Right, in most American newspapers, Canadian newspapers as well, there is a column called Dear Abby.
Dear Abby.
Abby.
亲爱的 Abby.
Abby. And Abby's job is to give advice.
So she writes an advice column.
It's called an advice column. Dear Abby, my husband is drunk every night. What do I do?
是每一个 newspaper 那个都叫 Dear Abby?
No, but a lot of newspapers just kind of buy it. It's called syndication.
就是不同的 newspaper 会买这个一个 column, 是吧？好。除了 Dear Abby, 还有 Dear John.
Dear John, yeah, this was a TV show when I was a kid, speaking of pop culture from 30 years ago. Dear John it's basically a type of letter. And it is a breakup letter.
Dear John.
By the time you read this note, I'll be gone.
分手信。所以分手信有一个别名就是 Dear John.
Dear John letter. But, I mean, who breaks up over letters today? It's probably, you know, a Dear John text or...
Dear John WeChat.
Dear John WeChat.
好的。我自己常用的一个 Dear, 我感觉是有一个 phrase 叫 Near and Dear to my heart.
And that's something that's very special to you.
对，没错。就上次我们讲外国人学中文嘛，然后就说 that topic is so near and dear to my heart. heart.
Yes. I mean, I could just say China is near and dear to my heart.
啊，对，所以讲到一些事物的时候，说人呢也可以吗？
Yeah, sure. She's really near and dear to my heart. Like your daughter or your, you know, some relative.
对，因为 first of all, it rhymes, right? Near and dear. 然后我觉得这句话就是特别甜，特别贴心的一句话。
Right, well, speaking of rhyming, like we do actually have another phrase, nearest and dearest, which basically means like your friends, family. It's probably family before friends, but those people that are the closest to you.
Nearest and dearest.
Your nearest and dearest. So like at Christmas, we might say,Wish your nearest and dearest a Merry Christmas.
Okay, 好好用啊。好，那接下来我们来看看，就前面 Adam 说，如果直接叫一个人 dear 就不太 OK.
Right.
但是口语里面 Hey dear, 那样可以吗？
I mean, I guess I'd have to look at the context. But if someone said like Hey dear to me on the street, I wouldn't really know what to do.
对 ,dear 这样不太用，但是 native speaker 会用几个其他的词来表达这种，比如亲爱的啊什么的意思。
Oh, sure. So like words like sweetheart.
Right.
You know,
darling. Yeah. Mm. Oh, even love.
Oh, love.
我觉得像 love 这个词是英国，然后以前我在澳大利亚嘛，澳大利亚坐 bus， 你上去以后那 bus driver How are you, love?
Hello, love.
对，就很常用，你知道吗？
Right.
他那个意思，当然他不是说他爱你哈，这意思就有点 sweetheart 这种感觉。
Sweetheart, yeah.
对
，Yeah, it's. I mean, it's tough in America right now because we have this thing called the Me Too movement, and it's hard to find an appropriate name to call people.
对，因为现在如果说 love 什么，是不是人家会觉得 it's not appropriate, 有点性骚扰的感觉啊？
Right.
但是 when an old lady usually 就是老奶奶什么，她看到年轻人就很喜欢叫 love or sweetheart.
Yeah, I mean, there's an old lady in my building who always calls me love, always, and I you know it makes me feel good.
对对对 ，love.
Does she love me? I don't know. Maybe she does.
但我觉得这重点是通常是年纪比较大的人叫年轻的人。
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, I have aunts who call me darling. I have aunts who call me lover. That's kind of weird, but, you know, it happens.
对，就是 not the other way around. 年轻人叫老年人不太会。Oh, love.
Well, interesting you say that, Jenny, because we do have one phrase. We say an old dear.Which basically means an old lady, but kind of when we're saying it, we're kind of not putting the lady down, not saying bad things about her. But you know how old ladies can get. They can start to get a little crazy and you think like, oh, that old dear. What is she doing now? That old dear.
That old dear. Okay. 好，但最后我们今天要说的一组 dear 这个用法是当你惊讶的时候 when you're surprised.
Surprised, right? So, oh dear.
Oh dear!
Oh dear!
这个 oh dear 有的时候这个 surprise 是可能有一个什么 accident 比如我手里拿了一杯咖啡差点 spill
Right.
Oh dear!
Oh dear, yeah.
对
Yeah, I mean again, this might depend on age, it might not. Like if I'm surprised, I tend to say very bad words. But Jenny, she says much nicer words than me.
Oh dear!
Yeah, oh dear!
Dear, oh dear!
Yeah, like I would probably say a word that starts withS, does not start with D.
对，但是 oh dear 或者 dear oh dear 都可以。
Yeah, or even like, you know, something I think about from like an old movie would be like, dear me. Or like if a very handsome man walked by, like the woman, oh dear me.
Dear me,
he's so handsome.
我好 surprise， 这么帅是吧？
Right.
很可爱的啊。好，那今天这期节目，我觉得就是一个 warm and fuzzy feeling.
Yes.
So near and dear to our hearts.
Sure.
Yeah. For our nearest and dearest
yeah.
listeners, you guys, 就是 dear 这个词的用法。OK， 那希望大家喜欢今天的节目。然后还有什么话题你想要听的呢？都可以在留言里面告诉我们。最后I have to give a very special shout out.要特别说一件事，就前两天我们有一个用户在我们的用户微信群里面分享说，他遛狗的时候听到有人也在听潘吉杰尼告诉你，而且是声音外放。然后他就去看是谁呀？结果看到一位老大爷。 Oh dear, that made me really surprised.
Oh dear.
然后我们的用户 Vince 就告诉我说，对，老大爷呢，他说虽然听不懂咱们俩说的很多英语，但他觉得听节目就是很开心。
Mm.
You know, that makes our day.
Sure.
You know, knowing that we've done something that made your day a little bit better, made you happy, 这其实对我们来说就是非常满足的事情。
Right, that is the dearest thing.
好，感谢大家的支持呢，也希望我们可以一起帮你把英语学好，然后让你体会到学英语是非常快乐的一件事情。 Okay guys, that's it from us today, and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Alright, bye guys.